part of devotional service. The only focus of a devotee is pure glorification of Krishna and complete freedom from all that is material. Yesterday we were discussing these three beautiful verses. Neyam sobishyate tatra yate danim gadadhara svapadai rankita bhati svalakshana vilakshanaihi. Kunti is telling, Nayam sobishyate tatra. My dear Krishna, without your lotus feet, which are glowing in their spiritual glory, without that lotus feet, no place will be rendered beautiful. Nayam sobishyate tatra, yatedanim gadadara. She is telling that wherever Krishna puts his lotus feet, that place becomes pure and auspicious. Just like number 4 Tarapur Road, Radha Kunjaberi is putting his lotus feet, and the Colonel's bungalow turned into a beautiful temple here. And in all these years, how many thousands and thousands of people have come here, and they have clapped their hands and sung the holy name, bowed down to his lotus feet, and have purified their hearts, and have benefited immensely in their lives. Although it appears like an ordinary Colonel's bungalow, like there are so many bungalows like this in camp area, you see. So, when Lord puts his lotus feet, that whole place becomes auspicious. When Uddhava visited Vrindavan, Nanda Baba was telling him that whenever we go to Yamuna banks, we find the lotus footprints of Krishna there, and immediately we are reminded of all the wonderful pastimes that he performed in the banks of Yamuna. Whenever a cuckoo is making a sound, it appears to me as if Krishna is calling his mother, Maya, Maya, Ashoda Maya, or somebody like that. So, the lotus feet of Krishna remind the devotees constantly of his name, his form, his pastimes, his qualities, his activities, and everything. And in this way, they constantly arouse auspiciousness in the heart of his devotees. Similarly, the same Lord is putting his lotus feet in NVCC, and he will see how he will expand auspiciousness far and wide. So, this is the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet, which is marked with all the victorious emblems. Svalakshana vilakshitaihi. The lakshanas, the symptoms, the lakshanas that are mentioned in, that are present in the lotus feet of Krishna, each and every one of them is victory producing. Like we say, the holy name is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Tato Jayam Udireye. Everything about Krishna is victory producing. As Sanjaya says at the end of Bhagavad Gita also. And similarly, she's telling, what to speak of you producing auspiciousness for your devotees? Even for ordinary living entities, you see this material nature with your two eyes, the sun and the moon. The sun is heat and light producing, and the moon is performing Amrita Varsha, by which it produces all the juices and medicinal herbs and everything. She is saying, Vanadri Nadihi Udanvantu Yedante Tava Vikshitahi. Your mercy is so great that even it immensely benefits even ordinary living entities. It gives life to all the living beings. It gives sustenance to all the living beings. Even though they don't respond in love to your love, still your love is causeless, it is selfless, it is unlimited, even towards the living entities who have turned their back to you. And you are so kind. If such is the love you shower with your sun and moon like two eyes, what to speak of those who become your devotees and who constantly remember you in the core of their hearts. For them, you look at them with your spiritual eyes. And then she is saying, Kevayam namarupabhyam yadubihi saha pandava bhavato adarshanam jarhi rishikanam iveshituhu. She is telling, what is the use of the name and forms of the people in this material world? Especially she is telling about the Pandavas and Yadus. Although we are very popular and very famous, It is you who has made us so popular and famous. She is telling. Otherwise, our name and fame will be like the dead body which has no life, or the senses without any pran. Without pran, the senses cannot move and act, and they lose their prowess. So she is telling that your name is absolute name, and our names are relative names. Because your name is Chintamani, Naam. In fact, taking shelter of your name, so many people are doing business all over the world. All the Godas becomes liberated and free from their trouble of the senses by taking shelter of Govindas, eating their prasad. Isn't it? So, you will find everybody puts Krishna electricals. So many kinds of names people, all your names people are taking, and their names in this world is relative to your name. Radhesham Das. When your name comes first and then they become your Dasas after that. Servants. Everything exists in relation to you. First you exist like sun. The Shakti of the sun, which is spreading as the energy of Krishna everywhere, all around can exist. The existence of the energy depends on the existence of the energetic. So your name is the original name and it is Chintamani Naam. And because of your presence, like the Supreme One, all the zeros acquire some meaning. So, in this way, Kunti is constantly offering very wonderful prayers, especially in these three verses. And what is the result of such meditation of Kunti? Immediately you will see in the next verse. Ata Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pashamimam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu. She has immediately developed a detachment. The result of genuine, sincere absorption in Krishna's glories is detachment from all that is material. Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Because without such genuine detachment and genuine bhakti for Krishna, the bhakti cannot be performed powerfully. Here we find that Kunti has developed a detachment because of her loving absorption in Krishna thought. She is absorbed in how even ordinary living beings are nurtured and nourished by Krishna. How Krishna's lotus feet renders all places auspicious. How Krishna's divine loving glance upon his devotees is nourishing them, sustaining them, protecting them, enlivening them. So this kind of absorption on Krishna's glance and Krishna's lotus feet and Krishna's mercy with a grateful heart is making Kunti develop detachment from all that is material. And subsequently she is developing a great eagerness to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matiru madhupate sakrit ratim udvahatat adha gange vaugham budhanvati. My dear Krishna, may my heart flow towards you like the Ganges gushing and flowing towards the ocean without any distractions or diversions or any other material attachments, or without any lingering thoughts of making a position or place or provision in the material world. Rather, let my mind unconditionally in an unalloyed fashion flow towards your lotus feet, remembering always and remaining absorbed always in your grace and your mercy. In this way, Kunti Manani is able to detach herself from material and attach herself to the spiritual shelter offered by Krishna, especially by gratefully remembering Krishna's grace and appreciating it honestly, genuinely from her heart. Actually, this kind of absorption is very necessary for every progressive devotee to chant the holy name with sincerity. Otherwise, the chanting of the holy name remains very superficial attempt and a arduous struggle in somehow or other completing the quota of the names. But if the heart is vibrating with gratitude, with a genuine gratitude and absorption, then the chanting of the holy name is sure to purify the heart of such a devotee more and more and make it even more purer, offering the ability to the devotee to even more become grateful and thankful to Krishna. Hari Naam Prabhu Ki.